It is time to come apart. Come apart. Sit down for a while. Now, there is a story in the book of Mark and chapter 6. You see, the context of this story is awesome. Awesome. Because it actually begins from the very first verse. But let us read the verses you see on your screen, verses 30 and 31 first. What does it say? The Bible says there, and the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he, Jesus, said to them, come you yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. Look at that. If you look at this story in this context from verse 1 down to this particular verse we're reading, what happened was that Jesus came to a place called Nazareth. And Nazareth was like his hometown. And when he got there, the Bible said he was teaching in the synagogue. The synagogue is like the worship place, like a church building. He went in there and he began to teach. And as he was teaching, many people were hearing. And they were astonished. Do you know why they were astonished? They were amazed. They were kind of surprised. And, you know, they were wondering, come on, we know this guy. This is Jesus, the son of the carpenter. We know him. Where did he learn this kind of wisdom that he's sharing with us? All of a sudden, where did he get this kind of understanding and revelation? Oh, come on. Who gave him this power and authority and whatever he's saying? And do you know what? The Bible says that they were offended. They questioned him, questioned his authority, questioned what he was doing. And the Bible says that they saw quite all right that he had been doing some mighty works, miracles in other places. Now he comes to his own hometown to do the same miracles. And they were asking questions. What was the question they were asking? Come on, is this not the carpenter? Is this not the son of Mary? We know Mary, his mother. And listen, this is the season of Christmas and all that, you know, nativity play. Mary has a child in the manger, baby Jesus and all that. So they knew his history. They knew him as the son of carpenter. They knew the other brothers and sisters that they mentioned all of them. So this was a familiar guy in Nazareth. And they even said, look, James, Joseph, Judah, Simon, are those not his brothers? Don't we know his sisters also? Look at everybody. What makes him different from us, so to speak? Come on, they were offended. Do you know now what happened? Jesus said, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country, among his own relatives, and in his own house. Verse 5, Mark chapter 6. The Bible declares that Jesus could do no mighty work there. Where in other places where he was, he did the mighty works. These people saw the mighty works. These people acknowledged he did the mighty works. But among his own people, he could not do no mighty work, except just a few sick people. And I guess maybe those sick people were just people who said, you know, let's just try him out. At least we saw. Let's use a little bit of faith. And the Bible said he healed them, but he could not do no mighty works. And he marveled because of unbelief. Now, what's this got to do with the story of us sitting down? The next thing Jesus does, when he saw that his own people did not receive him, his own people did not believe him, and even though he could do mighty works, but because of their unbelief, there was nothing he could do amongst them. The Bible said he went about the villages And he went around the villages and he began to teach. Listen, the synagogue was a place where people came, sat down to be taught. He went where people should sit down, be taught. They despised him. They didn't listen to him. He had to go around the villages. He was now going around to teach. And you know what he did again? He called his disciples, the guys who were hanging around him, 12 of them. And he said, let me send you out 2 by 2. So formed a team, two teams, or rather one team. Let's just say 2 teams of 6. Send them out. And he gave them the power over unclean spirit. You two, go about the city. Go around and do the same thing. Teach these people. Just go and demonstrate this power. They didn't receive me. Maybe they will receive you. So the Bible says they went. He gave them guidelines of what to do. But then when we now go back, so after they went round, that's when they came back. And we read in that verse 30 that they came to Jesus, told him everything they did, what they thought. And Jesus simply said to them, you come apart now into a desert place and rest for a while. For there were many coming, there were many going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. Listen, they had done what they could do. They had tried all they could try. Jesus actually told them that they were going to be rejected. Not everybody was going to listen to them. If you read other accounts, he told them, if they didn't listen to me, don't think they will listen to you, but just go. So these guys went, and of course they were at this time exhausted. Listen, how does this relate with you? Even if you are not a believer in Jesus, if you look at this here, you've gone about, you've done what you should do, what you could do, what, in your best ability you could do, and you've perhaps encountered discouragements, failings, you're burnt out, this is the end of the year, you've lost money, you've lost business, you've lost relationships, you've lost loved ones. At this time of the year, everybody's usually on edge. People at this time, they are balancing their books, counting their losses. And 2020, I tell you something, it's been an interesting year. I call it the year of the COVID, the year of social distancing, the year of pandemic, the year of whatnot. Listen, you're burnt out. You've tried all you could do. You've cast out your net. You've tried a business, failed. Or, let me even congratulate you. You've worked so hard this year, but the reality is your body, your mind, you're exhausted. It is time to sit down. Come apart for a while and sit down. What I just want to share briefly is the importance why we should sit down at this time. And that is why also by wisdom, and I believe led by the Spirit of God for the past 17 years, the last 12 days of the year is very crucial. We spend it sitting down to hear what God is saying. We spend it sitting down to see what God will say and show us about next 12 months coming in the new year. Listen, here, as he told them to sit down, something happened. They decided to go, move away from everybody, and go to the place, a desert place. And, people saw them as they were going, and multitudes, loads of people too. And I guess people don't just follow these needy people, people who really had their own issues and really wanted what Jesus had. Jesus had tried everything, they wouldn't listen, but now multitudes saw him and his disciples going, come apart, desert place. Let's go and rest for a while. So they ran, the Bible said, from all the cities. Listen, he didn't succeed in his own city. People came from all over, every other place, and they gathered. Now they were in a place now, secluded place. Do you know what happened? Jesus now really saw that these people, out of compassion, he was moved to help them. These people definitely are desperate and they are in need of help. And this was in a deserted place and it was now late. And you know what? His disciples said, look, we can't help these people. Let's send them away. Let's send them away. Maybe that's your story too. You have been literally sent away from where you thought you would find help. You have been told, no, you've gone to the doctors and they've literally walked you out of their clinic or their practice, telling you, we can't help you. This situation, your case, is hopeless. Send them away. His disciples said, we can't help them. This is a deserted place. And Jesus said something. You give them something to eat. He challenged his own disciples to give them something to eat. And they literally told him, look, if we count even the money we have to buy food, we can afford it to feed this multitude. And he asked, okay, so what exactly do we have? They found out that in that whole multitude, there was only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish that they had in that for the whole multitude. Do you know the next thing Jesus said? And that is the key to this message. You need to come apart and sit down. Verse 39, Jesus commanded them to make everyone to sit down in groups on the green grass. Let me share my screen. Come apart and sit down. Sit down. It is time to come apart and sit down for a while. You know what? The first instruction was, he told them, get everybody to sit down. We see the same account in John chapter 6, verse 10 to 11. And I read, Jesus said, make the people sit down. And now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves. Remember, there were only 5. And when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples and the disciples to those sitting down. And likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. Listen, let me just share a story about my own life before we go into one or two things in this passage and some principles. Now, I prayed this prayer when I began to comprehend a little bit about God. I figured out, you know, I shared some weeks back how I encountered God and how I challenged using my logic that if there was a God, then that means he should be able to do what a human being cannot do. That's what should make him God. In other words, he should be supernatural. He should be able to do something impossible. That is what makes him God. Listen, that is the truth. That is the word of God. And if you are going through an impossible situation right now, that's why you're hearing this message, because God is able to do that which is impossible. The only impossible thing God will not do to you is to lie to you. Whatever he promises, he will do. Whatever he says will come to pass. And I tell you, by the Spirit of God, there are 12 more days left this year. All you need to do is to sit down, hear what he will say to you, and watch him confirm his word with signs following. I mean miracles. You will see what happened here. Now, listen, in my life, I began to comprehend. And I knew that since God has come through for me, demonstrated impossible for me, to me. That means he must know what I don't know. He must be more intelligent than I'm intelligent. And even if I have plans for myself, his plans must be better and superior. So I began to pray. I want your plan alone to be fulfilled in my life. You know, in Christian parlance, we call it, Lord, let your will be done in my life. Your perfect will. I just want your will. I want to do your will, Lord. Please do let it happen for me. I prayed that prayer and I began to just live my life and trust that God's will will be done. And then there was a particular time I was going to be posted, you know, in Nigeria where I grew up. You know, after your university, you go and do, you serve the country for a year. And usually the whole idea is to send you as a youth out and to mingle in other parts of the country, to get to understand other cultures. It was just a way of unifying the country and helping people to appreciate other cultures and serve the nation in a place where you'll be given a primary assignment outside your state of origin, outside usually your tribe, your culture. So I pray, Lord, send me anywhere where you want me to. And yours truly, God, when my posting came out, I was sent to a rural place. I mean, I'm not that posh, but relatively, I grew up in a relatively comfortable middle-class home. So I found myself in a rural place. And I prayed, yeah. And I sensed within me that was God's answer. Go to that rural place. That's where I want you to do your primary assignment for 1 year. I said, no, I had plans for myself. I wanted to travel the world. I wanted to go to America. I wanted to go there and do my master's. I wanted to use my faith. I wanted to heal the sick when I get to America. I had plans because by this time, I consider myself a man of faith. I found myself posted to a rural place. And guess what I did? I tampered with it because my dad had a little bit of influence. So we changed the posting. Yeah, we changed the posting. And then I went to a place where I wanted to be, where my desire was. And that was in the commercial capital of Nigeria, Lagos, the city of Lagos. And I told myself, I'm going to work in an oil company. One way or the other, used every human influence, found myself in an oil company. And I did my primary assignment in that oil company. And I said, from here, I'm going now, fulfill my dreams. I'm going to America. And then all of a sudden, everything began to collapse. Everything began to collapse. And I kept praying, Lord, your will in my life, your will in my life. I want your will to be done. Anyway, let me not bore you with my story, but for 5 good years, I was just going round and round, and I was getting empty and empty and empty. I knew something was wrong, but I kept praying, God, let your perfect will be done in my life. Listen, I'm sharing this story because before the service, it was impressed in my heart to tell somebody, you're praying that God's will should be done in your life, but you don't really deep down want to do the will of God. You are praying, and God is literally going against the grain of what you think. And you are praying, and the way the answers are coming, it's offending your theology. Listen, God has the final say. God knows the best route. God knows the best way, because Jesus is the way, not a way, not a trial. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Listen, trust God. Surrender. This is the time now. Sit down. You are going around in circle. Things, you are moving, but not making progress. 5 years of my life wasted. When I lost my last job, I sat down. I became jobless 1 year. For 1 year and 5 months, I went through what I would call a breaking process. Finally, I got a job and got posted to a place I consider rural too. And there again, I said, no, this can't be God. This can't be God. This can't be. I struggled again for another 1 year, 5 months in a place I didn't want to be. but God posted me there. And one night I was praying and I heard Claire, do you want my will to be done in your life? I said, Lord, I want your will to be done. That's my prayer. You know, I was really crying and all that. He said, there, I brought you here. Remember 5 years ago, this was now 5 years after my original prayer after graduation and service. 5 years ago, you asked me for your will, for my will to be done in your life. I sent you to that place. You turned it around. You influenced your way out. God showed me a scripture in the book of Psalms. He said he granted them their request, but sent leanness to their soul. The fact that you are having your way, check your soul. You have been famished. One translation puts it ruthlessly. He said he granted them their request, but sent a wasting disease. Wasting, wasting. You just find out things are wasting. You are praying, God, I want your will, but you are struggling with the will of God. You don't really want to do the will of God. It's time to sit down. Time to sit down. And God told me, 5 years ago, you prayed this prayer. Now, are you ready to do my will? I said, Lord, I'm ready. And the first thing I heard was, sit down. Settle down here and stay here. Stay here. I looked at what did that cost me? And I knew I had to surrender. So I stayed, sat down, and I said, Lord, I'm ready to start with you all over again. I am telling you, sitting down, starting all over again, God transformed my life, ushered me into what I would call my destiny in him, his plan for my life. I sat down there, listen, within 2 weeks, I began to see visions. It may sound funny. God showed me and told me who my wife was. That was the first thing. It's someone I'd never met before. God showed me clearly. The name came to me. Everything. I'm not sharing a fairy tale with you. Listen, the next thing, God began to speak to me about what he wants me to do with my life. Mind you, I was on a job I didn't want to do. I was in a city I didn't want to be. But I learned, sit down first and receive direction. I began to get direction. And I'm telling you, for the next 7 years of my life in that place, I sat down and what I am today, what you see me doing today, I received everything after I sat down. Let's go back to that story. Now, everybody was tired, hungry. There was no way. But what did Jesus say? Make the people to sit down. Look at that. Make the people to sit down. And the Bible says, so the man sat down. Listen, if you hear that instruction to sit down and you want to be a man, macho, or you think you are smarter than the one who's saying sit down, because why are we sitting down? There's only 5 loaves. There are only 2 fishes. Come on, guys. Let's form a committee. Let's do analysis to see the ratio of the bread to the ratio of the men and the women. You see, this was just men, 5,000 in number. There were women and children there, mind you. If you want to do all that analysis, you want to do all that calculation, you are wasting your time. Look, listen, when you sit down, that's not the time to talk. That's the time to listen and wait for instructions. That's why for the next 12 days, starting from this evening, today, we're going to sit down and listen to what God is saying. The Bible said in verse 11, Jesus took the loaves. Look at what he did. You know the rest of the story. If you've read it before, he gave thanks and the bread and the fish multiplied. If you see all the accounts, but look at the distribution. Who was the distribution made to? Listen, I'm putting this for emphasis. The distribution he gave to his disciples, the disciples gave to those sitting down. Please note that. The people who partook in the miraculous were those who sat down. He says, likewise of the fish. as much as they wanted. It is those who were sitting down, listen, that got the miraculous bread and the fish. Imagine that some of these men decided, we are not sitting down. We are going to help ourselves. We're going to the city. You know what? It's even late here. Let's, you know, like there's a saying, if I can't go forward anymore, then at least I can go backwards. So we're here now. There's no food here. We will go. But the one who knows the end from the beginning, the one who has all wisdom, all power, who's all knowing, says, sit down. Sit down. Listen, sit down. Why do you need to sit down? Do you remember the story of Miriam Martha? We shared that. The story, you find it, I believe, in the same book of Luke, Luke and chapter 10. Mary sat down to hear the word of Jesus. Jesus himself testified about Mary, said, Mary has received a good part that cannot be taken away from her. Because when you sit down to listen, you receive instruction. Nobody can take that instruction. Nobody can take the word of God away from you. When doctors, you go from this doctor, that doctor, we saw the woman with the issue of blood, she went around to all doctors until the day she decided, you know what? I am going to touch the hem of Jesus's garment. I am going to the source of all life and intelligence, the one who has all power. Sit down. Sit down. Time to come apart. Sit down. Sit down and hear the word of God, because faith comes by the word of God you hear. And what you hear this time is very crucial. The difference between the person who's going to be frustrated in life, doing and trying everything without hearing, and you who will sit down to hear before you do, the difference is what you hear and how you hear. You hear by sitting down. You know what? The Bible says, let me just end with this scripture today. It's just to admonish us, because I just want to give a little time if people have any questions. You know, that's the story of Mary. Let me read Psalm 67 to you and I. Listen to Psalm number 67. The Bible says, the Lord of hosts is with us. Psalm 46 from verse 7 to 11. I read, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Verse 10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Verse 10, be still. Sit down. That's when you will know, you will experience, you allow God to reveal himself to you. Be still. It's in the place of stillness that you will see the glory of the Lord. Listen, it is time to come apart and sit down for a while, for God wants to speak to you. Listen, I repeat, it is time to come apart for a while. Sit down, for God wants to speak to you. He wants to show you your life. He wants to show you the idols you need to remove, the altar you need to put in your heart. By altar, it's just in your heart where you commune with God, where humanity interacts, fellowships, communes with divinity. Because God, once who put you on this earth, wants to give you the earth to have dominion over. Listen, 2020 may have ended, but your life has not ended. The glory of the latter end. 2020 is not your end. I tell you, many things may have ended this year, but sit down. God wants to show you the glory of the latter end. It comes in the place of sitting down, coming apart, sitting down, being still, and then you will know He is God because He's with you. Amen. Let me show this Slido again. If you have any questions, you can put it on the live feed while I will talk briefly now, because there are quite some questions that people have about this retreat. 12 days end of year retreat 2020. Today, 5 p.m. UK time, we will start. Have some vessels God has filled with His mind and heart, who will be speaking every single day from now till the 31st, the 12th day, and then we'll cross over into the 1st of January, 2021. We're going to be equipped. We're going to be instructed. We're going to hear what God has to say in the place of sitting down. How long do you want to keep running and running and running and running? It will not help you. Listen, 5 p.m. if you've not registered, the registration details will be on the comment section. How you can register, you can still register. You know, it's exclusive because it's for people who want to seek and hear God. And let me say this, if you, like me before, are praying that God's will be done in your life and you're not ready to do the will of God, please don't waste your time. Do not waste your time, but let me tell you, it will be a waste of your time running around, doing what you want to do and getting frustrated year in, year out. Look at your life. You've been running around for years. God is saying, sit down. You've been praying. You've been trusting. Come on. The heart of man is deceptive. Do you know what God wants to do these 12 days? Let me tell you. I'll bring the screen up again. This is what God wants to do. God wants to give a new heart. God is demanding from us we build a new altar because He wants to put us and give us a new earth. Genesis chapter 8, verse 1 to 12 is where the theme is from. And Psalm 51, 10 to 11. So you want to be a part of this. That's the retreat. And you want to ask any question, I will take some few questions at this time. Go on to this website, slido.do, and you can send your comments either on this live broadcast on Facebook Live. You can do that, and then we will take any questions because we want you to be ready on time, finish this service, and get ready for tonight. It's going to be awesome. So you can send in your questions. Thank you very much. Somebody has sent in the questions right now, and I will quickly answer this. Keep sending your comments. You can put it on the Facebook Live, or you can send it to that slido.do. Okay? Somebody says, why is it that people outside your community are more likely to appreciate you and your craft than the people close to you, just like Jesus? And the person puts a question mark, familiarity. Yes, you've answered the question. It's always about familiarity. Listen, do you know the problem they had with Jesus? Listen, the Jesus you know is the Jesus you will relate to. The God you know is the God you will relate to and experience. They did not know Jesus the Savior, Jesus the healer. They knew Jesus the carpenter. If you know Jesus the carpenter, all you will get is carpentry work. But if you know Jesus the healer, then you will experience the healing power of Jesus. It's always the problem to when we come to God. Ask yourself, what God do you know? What Jesus do you know? And you know, we've been talking and sharing, we need to go back and revisit our faith like a child. Come, just come this season like you don't know God. Because some things you've heard, you probably heard it from people, your mind, or the devil. What you know about God, it's high time to come to hear God and know God for yourself. Don't know about God, right? Do not know about God. You've got to know God personally for who he is, not what you were told about him. That is what makes the difference. Listen, some receive Jesus, like Martha in the Bible, but they don't sit down to listen to Jesus. Because when you read that scripture, Martha received Jesus into her house. So there are people like that. Maybe you are like that. You've received Jesus, but you never sit down to listen to the words of Jesus. You have received him. He's in your house. He's in your heart. But you do not listen. That's why you need to sit down, like Martha. So familiarity. Don't get too familiar. And don't get too carried away with service. Like the disciples we saw there. They served. They went about doing everything they could do. But Jesus said, now come apart. Sit down. I want to instruct you more. I want to show you great and mighty things that your heart cannot comprehend. So thank you for that contribution.